Wisconsin cigarette tax currently stands at 77 cents a pack, putting it right in the middle when compared to other states. Some Republican and Democratic lawmakers want to increase that by a dollar, the idea being that it can help shore up Wisconsin's budget shortfall while at the same time discourage people from smoking. Mequon GOP Assemblyman Kurt Gelo says it makes sense that the new revenue would help pay for Medicaid, a state program that provides health care for low-income residents. He says people with lung disease and other smoking-related illnesses drive up Medicaid's costs.
It's the biggest insurance company in the state, if you want to look at it that way. To me, this is like a copay. This is a copay on those who smoke cigarettes because they have increased risk, and we therefore have increased cost.
Others don't see it that way. Juneau GOP Senator Scott Fitzgerald co-chairs the legislature's Joint Finance Committee and says raising taxes is not the way to balance the budget. During a budget briefing, he asked Governor Jim Doyle's administration secretary, Mark Murata, whether Doyle would support the tax.
Senator, if we wanted to have a cigarette tax in this budget, we would have put it in.
Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Josh Zepnik went so far as to call the proposal elitist and an attack on the working class. Still, supporters contend there is a silent majority of lawmakers who would support the idea as long as they know they're not pursuing it on their own. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.